This is Heated from the Inside, an X-Men First Class fanfic written by Helens78 and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated NC-17,
pairing Charles Eric,
and contains the following kinks: temperature play and anal beads. Beads, not beans. Anal beads. Author's notes at the end of the fic. Eric walks into Charles' study late one afternoon. He has two small metal spheres orbiting one another just above his left shoulder. Charles has seen him toy idly with metal objects before, much like a normal man would play with a small object, a pencil or a bottle cap or a rubber band. But lately, he has been getting much more elegant. Twirling spheres, dancing coins, a top he kept spinning for a good 4 hours while they played chess. Charles is growing used to it. He is growing used to Eric's smiles, too, which he likes rather more than the fidgeting. Eric has a few different smiles nowadays. There's the small grin of satisfaction he sometimes gets when the day has been productive. There's the light hint of amusement when one of the younger mutants surprises him. Right now, though, he's got one of those huge, teeth-bearing grins on his face, the kind that generally presages some kind of ill-advised suggestion. Charles has failed utterly at being Eric's voice of reason so far, but he continues to have hope in that regard. The spheres dance in the air in a complicated pattern, never touching each other or Eric. It's beautiful, but very distracting. Charles has to work to take his eyes off them. "You're making me dizzy," he says. "Are you going to tell me what's gotten you so excited, or do I have to read your mind?" "Subatomic particles," Eric says. And God help everyone in the mansion, he sounds positively cheerful. He lifts a hand, palm up, and the spheres drop into it. They spin around in his hand before he closes his fingers over them. Electromagnetism. "I'm not entirely sure how you managed to make one of the four fundamental interactions in nature sound quite so pornographic, but well done," Charles says dryly. "What exactly have you been up to?" "Hank is convinced there are applications to my power I hadn't even considered. Electromagnetic fields, charged particles. I've never had an opportunity to consider science as a method to extending my reach, but it's damned interesting stuff. I think he's on to something." Eric's enthusiasm dims a shade, mentally. Charles skims it off the surface of his thoughts. All that intelligence, and he's still ashamed of being what he is. "Well," Charles says. He clears his throat. It gets Eric's attention back on him, fully on him. Hank's issues with his own gifts temporarily put aside. "Would you care to show me what you've come up with?" "Very much," Eric says. It was just this morning Eric was saying, "very much," in response to something else entirely. And he sounds now like he sounded then. He steps a little closer to Charles' desk. "Come to my room?" This time, Charles doesn't peek. He'd hate to ruin his own surprise. "I think I can spare some time in the interest of science." Eric snorts, but he leads the way. There is something vaguely frightening about the idea that one of Hank's suggestions has led Eric to bring Charles back to his room and start stripping clothes off. But Charles hasn't exactly been too proud to take Eric up on his various offers of companionship since their first meeting. He doesn't hesitate in taking his clothes off now. Eric's lost everything but his marbles now.
"Funny turn of phrase. I hope it's true," Charles thinks.
And those two marbles just keep spinning behind him as he pushes Charles towards the bed. Charles goes, willingly,
although he's very much hoping those marbles aren't going to explode or take his head off or something. Eric's getting better at controlling his magnetism during sex. No broken bed frames so far this week. But still.
Pushing, pulling, and tugging, Eric situates Charles in the center of the bed and angles his legs apart. This is getting more and more promising. Charles grabs Eric's pillows and props himself up with them so he's got a decent view. Eric stretches out flat on his stomach and leaves a sharp bite on Charles' inner thigh.
Well, all those teeth. It was bound to come to something eventually.
Eric is still grinning like a maniac.
It's small scale, you understand, he says. Oh, very flattering.
Eric snorts and slaps Charles lightly on the thigh.
You know what I mean.
One of the marbles comes to rest on Charles' chest and rolls downward. It catches in his navel, and he raises an eyebrow.
I'm waiting for the part where science gets involved.
Yes, right. But Eric doesn't make any sort of move for the marble, nor does he do anything with the one that's still hovering in the air. Instead, he lowers his head and takes a long, sweeping lick up the length of Charles' cock.
So much for science,
Charles thinks, but he exhales softly and relaxes into his pillows. But by all means, go on. The marble goes rolling back up Charles' chest, and as Eric fits his mouth over Charles' cock, he sends the marble sliding in a long, slow circle around Charles' nipple.
It's actually a fascinating feeling. Heavy, cool, quickly warming up from contact with Charles' skin, but clearly under Eric's full control and... warming up. Warming up! It's hotter than his own body heat now, by several degrees, and it's getting warmer. And Eric's mouth is hot too and sucking hard, and Charles flails out with both hands, catching Eric by the hair.
What?
Quit that, I'm concentrating.
Eric snaps, and Charles reluctantly lets go of his hair. He falls back on the bed and looks down at his chest, watches as the heated marble rolls back and forth across his skin. It's not hot enough to burn, but having it rolling across his body is a very unique sensation.
How? Charles pants. How are you?
Electromagnetism on a subatomic level, Eric says. And Charles can sense the smugness and excitement in his thoughts.
The fact that he can think words with that many syllables in them while sucking Charles' cock is somewhat less appealing. But they've fallen into bed out of excitement over their powers before. And it's not as though there's anything wrong with the blowjob.
Eric gives Charles a soft, slow lick just under the head, and Charles' vision goes a little blurry.
Yes, Charles breathes. God, yes, right there.
The marble comes down off Charles' chest, rolling and sliding down his stomach, and then it's slipping over his inner thigh and...
He's not. He's not! Surely he's not.
Eric?
Not to worry. I won't hurt you with it. I won't let it get lost.
Charles can hear Eric laughing at him.
Laughing, damn it! While Charles squirms backwards on the bed. Only going backward would take his cock out of Eric's mouth, and no, he doesn't want that, so...
I trust you.
Charles thinks, which is... It's mostly true. He trusts that Eric thinks he knows what he's doing. And when Eric slips his tongue under Charles' foreskin, Charles groans and gives in to all the things he's feeling. If nothing else, this will feel good in the moment.
The smooth metal heat of the marble pushes into him, an easy quick burst of pressure and then...
Oh, God! Warmth! So much warmth! There, inside him.
Charles exhales softly and squirms a little more, but this time it's not out of a desire to get away. The marble is heavy, and as Charles pants and rocks his hips up, trying to get more of Eric's mouth, Eric moves the marble back and forth, a fraction of an inch. Yes! Oh, God, yes!
Feels good?
Don't stop. Please, don't stop. He can hear Eric's laughter. He wonders if it's an inner laugh that's making the marble inside him seem to vibrate, or if it's something else. The marble heats a little more, and Charles sucks in a quick breath. Not too much, not yet. Eric's thoughts are a murmur now, no more projection, so Charles sinks a little deeper into Eric's mind to pick them out. Careful, slow, easy now. Got it, there. Now. The second marble swings through the air and lands on Charles' chest. Charles is expecting it to be warm, too, but it isn't. It's still room temperature, and against his bare skin, it feels very cool. Eric's thoughts are still a low rumble. Charles keeps listening in. Vibration, heat, there. Yes, got it. And then the marble on Charles' chest starts to... He could swear it's getting colder. Slow. There's a sensation in Eric's head, as of something tugging, and the marble is ice cold now. Ice cold and sweeping back and forth in a quick figure-eight pattern around Charles' nipples. He shivers and reaches down for Eric's hair again. Eric's tongue has stopped moving, and Charles is desperate enough to demand the return of that sensation. It knocks the marble on his chest off to the side, and Eric's quick, "Damn!" is more than audible to Charles. "It's all right," Charles says, breathless. "It's brilliant. You're doing amazing things, Eric."
You're biased,
Eric thinks back at him, but it's clear he's pleased. He sweeps the cold marble down, and Charles gasps, squirms, tugs hard on Eric's hair. "Now wait, it's cold!" Eric presses the marble against Charles' ass anyway, nudging it gently against his opening. Charles shivers and tightens his grip on Eric's hair.
Cold,
Charles thinks desperately.
Warm! I want it warm! Please!
Eric nods and sucks hard, and the marble goes from ice cold to body temperature and above in a few seconds, vibrating roughly against Charles' hole in the process. Charles lets out a stifled yell, spreading his legs more, kneading! But Eric takes it slowly, pressing the second marble into him at a pace that's obviously meant to drive Charles completely mad. It works, mostly. Charles' thoughts are a garbled collection of "please now, yes, please," and "move them, God, move them, move them." And he's projecting his pleasure into Eric almost at random, trying to let Eric know how good it is for him. It makes Eric grunt, and then his hips are rubbing hard against the sheets. His cock is sliding along them, and Charles takes that, too. Eric's pleasure from the friction, the reflected sensations from those two heated marbles inside Charles, the slippery rough glide of Eric's tongue up and down Charles' cock, how near Charles is to coming. Eric draws one marble down, and then Charles gasps again. Out! He's pulling it out, and the stimulation is almost more than Charles can bear. One comes free, then the other, and Charles whimpers, clutching at Eric's hair.
In, back in, please put them back in, please.
Which he hopes to God is begging and not ordering, but at this point he can't be completely sure. Eric teases him with it, though, so he's pretty sure he left Eric a choice. The beads rub up against Charles' opening, one first and then the other, twirling in a slow, insistent circle around and past each other, until finally one moves in, hard, and the other goes in a moment afterward, both of them moving up, tentative, as if Eric can't be quite sure where he's sending them. Charles has an idea where he's going, though, and he nods, lets Eric feel everything he's feeling. When the first marble rubs over Charles' prostate, Charles moans, legs shaking from the feel of it, and Eric rubs harder, rubs in slow, easy circles. The other marble slides back and forth, easy now that Eric can feel it from both sides, and the heat, the pressure. Charles is completely lost to all of it, opening his mind to everything, reaching out for Eric's sensations too. He gets a sense of satisfaction from Eric that makes him flush all over, and can't hold back the wonder and pride he feels at that. Me! You're glad it's me. You wanted this. Wanted me like this. Wanted to... You wanted to share this with me, Charles thinks. And for all that Eric has a short burst of surprise, it's quickly covered over. Yes. You. Eric thinks at him. You, Charles, wanted this with you. Too much. Eric saying it in words, thinking it in words. Charles goes off like a rocket, thoughts full of coming, as if there were any chance Eric could have gotten out of the way fast enough. But it doesn't matter. Eric is swallowing, moving his mouth back and forth to catch every drop of Charles' seed. And Charles can feel how much Eric likes it, how much he likes bringing Charles to the point of incoherence. The marbles are a heated weight inside him now. But the instant he starts squirming against them, Eric brings them out. He drops them on the bed, beside them, and surges up Charles' body, pressing his cock between Charles' legs. Can I? Eric asks. I want you so much. Yes, God, anything, yes, Eric, is the best Charles can do, but it's plenty. Eric braces himself on one hand while he spits into the other, and while spits less than Charles likes on a good night, right now he's likely loose enough to take Eric dry. Eric glances down at him. Don't tempt me, he mutters, passing his hand down the length of his cock. Saw it? Charles thinks, grinning and dazed. Go on. Ready. Eric moves in, and he's as confident with his cock as he was with the marbles. Just as confident, but his cock is so much thicker, so much more than even both marbles put together. Charles groans and reaches up with one hand, flailing a little, and Eric catches Charles' hand before Charles can smack him in the ear or something. He presses a kiss to Charles' palm before settling his hand gently down on the pillow. And then he's moving, God, yes, hard and deep, making Charles moan with how full this feels. Yes, Eric gasps, and one of the marbles goes flying up into the air, disappears behind Eric. Charles blinks. There's no way he's going to let Eric keep those sensations all to himself, not when he knows exactly how good it's going to feel. The marble heats again, slight vibration as Eric excites the molecules into warming, and Eric guides it into his own ass, hissing slightly as it moves past the tight ring of muscle and slides up. Charles squirms. The mixed feeling of Eric's cock sliding deep inside him and that small, hot metal sphere moving inside Eric is incredibly distracting, but he's not letting it go, not now. A moment later, Eric has found just the right spot, and he's stimulating his own prostate with the marble as he plunges into Charles' ass. Charles gasps, hard again. How could he not be hard? God, he's got all of his own pleasure and all of Eric's flooding him, washing over him. Eric tips his head down, and Charles opens his mouth eagerly, opens his mouth for Eric's kiss. Eric's tongue slides into Charles' mouth. And Charles moans, feeling fucked in every possible way. His mouth, his ass, Eric's ass, and it's overwhelming. He opens his mind, draws Eric in to share everything, and suddenly Eric is wrenching his mouth away and pounding in desperately. Hard, rough, marble so hot and so tight against Eric's prostate it almost hurts, and Eric slams in again and again until he chokes off a breath and comes. Feeling it in every inch of his body, forcing it into Charles' mind, too. And that's enough to send Charles over with him, cock jerking painfully between them,
Too much, too soon, and somehow not enough, never enough, not with Eric. He feels it when Eric draws the marble back out of himself, and it's only then he remembers to untangle his thoughts from Eric's, before reality creeps in, and one of them starts thinking about something mundane like laundry or a shopping list. Still, on his way out, he leaves Eric the warmth he's feeling, and Eric's thoughts rub pleasantly against his, leaving Charles with some warmth of his own. Charles leans up and kisses Eric's shoulder. Hank McCoy is a brilliant, brilliant man, he pants. McCoy? Eric asks. You're thinking about McCoy now? Only because you said he inspired all this, Charles says, collapsing back onto the bed, grinning. The applications were all entirely original, Eric says, sounding... Is that a pout? Charles squints at him, looks at Eric's mouth. He is pouting. It's delightful. And those are marvelous, too, Charles says. I can't wait to find out what else you can do with this. Well, it won't all be for lascivious purposes, Eric says, and something cold floats over him. Charles is still close enough to catch it. He shivers and draws Eric back down, hugs him tightly. Someday, years from now, they'll have time for more than Shaw, revenge, training, the search. They'll have time to play, and have it be more than a stolen afternoon now and then. Things are busy now, rushed now, but it won't always be like this, Charles knows. Eric hugs him back, and Charles wonders if the same hopes are going through his mind. If there's finally something in his life worth looking forward to, beyond his measure of justice, beyond his search to avenge his childhood, his mother, all the people Shaw murdered in an effort to unlock Eric's potential. He doesn't look, though. Cowardly, perhaps, but right now, it's enough being able to hope for things to come. The end. Author's notes. La 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 physics! Hand wave. I maintain that I am not doing anything with Magneto's powers that is wackier or more far out than we have seen from him in comics canon. Actually, heating stuff up with magnetism, it's easy. It's cooling it off that would be hard. Unless you could individually control subatomic particles, which he can in the comics, so there. It's still kind of hand-wavy, but it's porn featuring a comic character. I feel like maybe I don't have to be real-world realistic here.